Wisconsin's exports were down by more than $1 billion at the end of 2019. That's according to recent analysis from the Biz Times Milwaukee using data from the U.S. Census Bureau. According to the census, Wisconsin's exports were down to roughly $21.6 billion in 2019. That's down from $22.7 billion in 2018. What's driving these numbers and how do they affect our economy here in the state? Menzi Chin is a professor of public affairs and economics at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Menzi, welcome back to Central Time.
My pleasure to be here.
Well, looking at these numbers in this way, a billion-dollar drop in Wisconsin exports from 2018 to 2019 sounds like a big number. Is it a big deal in the scope of things?
I think it's indicative of a general trend that's probably going to accelerate, even though we think we have some sort of truce in the trade war. And that's because the effects of what sort of retaliation and tariffs have been placed into effect are going to sort of propagate throughout the economy. And so over time, between the tariffs raising costs and the uncertainty that's associated with the policies that are going forward, we're going to see more and more, I think, of this drag on the economy.
Now, on a practical level, if these Wisconsin goods aren't going into other countries, does that mean they're finding other sources for them now? I mean, we hear China maybe going to Brazil for their soy, for example.
Well, absolutely. I think, you know, if we look at the total decrease in the trade deficit, it's like $11 billion. And then our trade deficit with China has shrunk $74 billion from 2018 to 2019. Now, what's probably happening is some of that trade deficit is being reallocated to other parts of the world. So exactly, some things are being recategorized. Maybe they said they were coming from China before, now they're coming through Hong Kong. Some activities might be changed to, let's say, Vietnam. Then some things might be you're just changing the labeling and through creative notation on the customs forms.
How much does a decline in our export share from Wisconsin affect the wider economy in the state?
Well, I think it depends a lot on where it's hitting. And so, you can look at the agricultural sector, and that's particularly been hard hit because the Chinese, when they wanted to make our actions painful, they deliberately targeted agriculture where they knew that there was going to be a lot of sensitivity. And you got to remember that even though agricultural prices may not have fallen a lot, like soybeans are like 10 to 15%, what's true is that this has come on the back of already a decline in agricultural prices from like 2016 onwards, 2015, 2016. And so the farm sector is already stressed, so you might say it has a disproportionate impact. And then the retaliation has taken place against things like machinery and medical equipment that Wisconsin exports. So that is another place where you'll see disproportionate hits, and you kind of see it in showing up in manufacturing employment, decreasing, actually, whereas in the rest of the country, it's actually increasing, or in the economy as a whole in the nation, it's increasing.
People forget about Wisconsin being a big manufacturing state. Our state is unusually dependent on manufacturing compared to most other states. Do I have that right?
That's right. I mean, it's perhaps not the most dependent, but what's true is these tariffs, so I'm separating out the national security-based tariffs, what are called Section 232 tariffs, from the ones that we've imposed on the Chinese goods. What's true is that the Section 232 tariffs were on aluminum and steel. Well, that helps the producers of aluminum and steel, but we don't have any steel and aluminum production to speak of in Wisconsin. Rather, our medium industry depends upon steel and aluminum. And in point of fact, the way you can think about it is for every job that's in steel production at the basic level, there's about 10 jobs that are dependent in some way. So we are being hit. There's a double whammy. There's a whammy from the fact that steel is more expensive. We put the tariffs on, and to my surprise, essentially the whole tariff has been passed into higher prices for imported goods. And then the retaliation has taken place against our exports. And so if you think about it, our intermediate, the sort of users of steel that export, have been hit by this double whammy.
Talking to Menzi Chin, professor of public affairs and economics at UW-Madison, looking at a decline last year in Wisconsin's exports and how that fits into the wider story of trade around the world. Well, you referred to this a few moments ago. We have news from China. They say they're cutting a bunch of their retaliatory tariffs in half. But does that take us where we were before the most recent trade dispute, or are we just lowering the punitive tariffs, but they're still higher than they were at the outset? It gets a little complicated.
Yes, absolutely. The way to think about it is that the phase one deal that was signed essentially decreases the tariffs a little bit from where they were, let's say, several months ago. But definitely these tariffs are much, much, much higher than they were 3 years ago or even 2 years ago. Really, the tariffs were ratcheted up starting in being in effect in July of 2018. And so we are far and away much more tariff ridden, if I can use that phrase, than we were beginning of 2018. I guess the one thing you can say is we have reduce the uncertainty about tariffs being raised in the near future. So we're taking them down a little bit, and the prospects for more tariffs on the Chinese is eliminated, I think. Now, in the phase one deal, the Chinese are obligated or committed to buying a lot more. Those numbers were pretty implausible to begin with. And now with the impact of the coronavirus, it's even more unlikely. I think the Chinese will be asking for a sort of exemption because of these extreme circumstances.
All that said, though, some of the uncertainty, as you said, is going down. Could that lead to a resumption of more normal trade levels from Wisconsin, from the United States as a whole? Are we going to get back to whatever we want to call normal?
No, I don't think so. I mean, there will be some recovery, but the part of the problem is a lot of the supply chains have been disrupted. Mm-hmm. And even in agriculture, you sort of think you can ship and buy soybeans from anywhere. But the fact of the matter is, once the Chinese have started buying more from Brazil and from Argentina, those producers have ramped up production. They have ramped up their capacity to process and move stuff out of their countries. And the Chinese, if they're worried about a future disruption where the Americans, do something else, well, they're going to say, well, why don't I just safeguard myself against that possible disruption and just rely upon other suppliers, and not just in ag, but it could possibly be in other places as well. So once hit, unless there's some big move to eliminate the uncertainty about future potential disruptions, we're not going to get all the way back, except for some sort of trend growth in the world economy. I'll say that's probably far off also because a lot of the trade flows, the amount, depends upon the state of the world economy. And in particular, U.S. economy, it seems to be growing, plodding along. But, the place where you can see forward-looking behavior is in investment. And investment has been declining in the U.S. for the past three quarters. That's not a good signal for future buoyant growth in, as at least perceived by businesses. And, as long as they're not investing, you're going to have a slowdown in trade in intermediate goods, machinery, the stuff that you make things out of.
Now, people might look at something like the job numbers out today, mm-hmm. Over a couple hundred thousand jobs added. Not phenomenal, but another month of steady growth that's gone back, what, about 10 years, starting about 2 years after the Great Recession. Mm-hmm. People look at that like, hey, we're doing okay. We've got this steady, sustained growth. Do we need to worry about the impact of these trade issues?
Well, one thing I tell my students is that the employment numbers are all squishy, and not everybody knows that each month you have a estimate, and then the next month that number gets revised. And then once a year, we do a wholesale revision for 2 years going back. Well, we've just seen something on the order of 400,000 jobs, I think if I have my estimates right, just disappear because of revision. We had better data come in, and then the statistical agency said, oh, well, it looks like we're actually on a lower trajectory. And that lower trajectory looks like it starts roughly at the beginning of 2019. And it's hard to say for sure, but I would say that part of that lower trajectory is, well, we're near full employment, but also the uncertainty that and decreased momentum we have because of the trade wars.
Looking at this again from the perspective of Wisconsin, I talked to a Wisconsin trade policy person earlier this week. How much control does a state have over how it fares on the world export market? Or are we just kind of dependent on what's going on around the world?
We're at the whims of other forces, other big forces. I mean, for sure, what retaliation is placed upon Wisconsin's exports, particularly ag, but also machinery. That's their decision, which is in response to what the Trump administration does. Another big determinant is just, how well the rest of the world economy is doing. Well, we export some amount to China. And, some of it's ag and some of it's going to be depressed because of decreased demand. That's a big factor. Finally, the value of the dollar is another factor. That's certainly not in the hands of any one particular agency. So all these things are going to go into the determination of how well we do in terms of Wisconsin exports.
Menzie, thanks so much for coming up to the studio today.
My pleasure.
Menzie Chin is a professor of public affairs and economics at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. He joined us today to talk about the impact that trade policies and tariffs had on Wisconsin's exports in 2019. We saw about $1 billion drop between 2018 and 2019 in exports from the state. You can find a link to the Milwaukee Biz Journal's analysis of that export data at WPR.org/Central Time.